Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
I'm so glad that I didn't hang up my gloves when everyone was asked me to, because here I am again. I still love doing what I'm doing. I'm not sick of getting up.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, fresh news on Bundee Aki's future. New Ireland attack coach Andrew Goodman looks ahead to Friday's test with the All Blacks and the latest injury news from both camps. There's reaction too to the portrayal of Eddie Jones in Danny Kerr's new book. Plus, a former Scotland captain has pleaded guilty to charges of domestic abuse. Rugby Daily and Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Bundee Aki looks set to remain with Connacht and Ireland. It was reported by Midi Olympique a fortnight ago that the centre had held talks with top 14 club Toulon regarding a potential move. It was initially reported that Aki's contract expires at the end of this campaign, but his central contract in fact runs until 2026. Provence were also said to be interested in the 34-year-old signature, but his contract situation with the IRFU has forced both Toulon and Provence to look elsewhere. Aki is part of the Ireland squad currently preparing for Friday's test with the All Blacks at the Aviva Stadium. Peter O'Mahony joined up with the rest of the Ireland squad immediately after his involvement in Munster's defeat to an All Blacks 15 on Saturday night, having shown no ill effects from his recovery from a hamstring injury. Speaking from their Algarve base, New Ireland attack coach Andrew Goodman has no worries that O'Mahony can hit the ground running this week.
Yeah, it was great to see Pete out there. Obviously the boys, we had both games on here at the hotel, and there was keen interest in both the matches, and Pete's been out for a while now, so for him to get through the 40 and get around like he did and provide energy and some good impacts in the game, as I said, good to have him over here this morning, adding to the group.
Goodman also gave an update on Jonathan Sexton's involvement with Ireland's head halves.
Yeah, it was pretty new, isn't it? We've only been together for a couple of weeks, and Johnny was in last week, so it's great to have him around first and foremost, and he'll be in for another day or two this week. As you said, he's helping the tens and doing some work around their goal kicking, but you know, we've got three tens that are relatively inexperienced at test level, so to have someone with 120 plus caps come in and to sit down with them and talk them through scenarios, etc., is going to be massive. And then he'll add a lot to the coaching group as well with that experience.
Not only is Friday's game Goodman's first senior test as part of the Ireland staff, it also comes against his home country. On top of that, the All Blacks are led by Scott Robertson, the man who gave Goodman his coaching start at the Crusaders.
Yeah, look, Razor was a big mentor to me. He gave me my opportunity at the Crusaders, and he's someone I learned a great deal off. So I've got huge respect for Razor and all of his coaching groups. So I've worked alongside all of them. So as I said before, it's going to be great to go to battle with them. Obviously, it works both ways. They know me well also. So there's little bits of little things you'll look to maybe think about how they might do different areas of the game or what they might bring. But you know, it's test rugby. It's a different level to what we were playing at Super Rugby level, so it is a different game, and the game's kind of moved on and evolved a lot over the last couple of years.
New Zealand have arrived in Dublin without injured out half Bowden Barrett and hooker Cody Taylor. Both players sustained head injuries during Saturday's 2-point victory over England. Barrett was forced off with a head injury with 16 minutes to go, while Taylor departed for a HIA after just 5 minutes of play and didn't return. Alan Quinlan on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast said cohesion will be Ireland's toughest mountain to scale on Friday evening.
Ireland haven't played a game since the summer, so the fear and worry for me for Ireland is, you know, that cohesion that you build with playing games together. I think New Zealand have played eight matches in the Rugby Championship. They played in Japan last week, and you know, they'll be battle hardened from that game against England, so I think they can get better, I'm sure. And that's what will give them confidence that they have. It's a pretty settled New Zealand side if you look at it throughout the Rugby Championship, and they're very, very dangerous. You know, they have a phenomenal new finding, if you like, in Wallace Satiti in the back row. He's a phenomenal player. Ardie Sevilla, Sam Kane, they're all playing well. Scott Barrett and Tupu Vai in the second row, they're kind of very settled second row back row partnership, and they have massive effect on games with the ball and without the ball. So there's plenty for Ireland to fear as well. I think both sides, you know, they're good teams that will go out on Friday night, but I would say plenty for Ireland to fear. And certainly, you know, Irelander and people outside, look, I think any rugby person knows that you certainly under no circumstances expect Ireland, just because it's at home and just because of recent success. Well, you could argue they have the recent success, don't they? They have the big one in the quarterfinal.
Wallaby centre Samu Karevi has jumped to the defence of his former head coach, Eddie Jones. In his new autobiography, former England scrum half Danny Kerr accused Jones of ruling by fear during his time in charge of the Red Rose. In excerpts published over the weekend, Kerr wrote, "Johnny May probably summed up the situation best. Jones would walk in for breakfast, head down, muttering, 'Expect anything today, boys, expect anything.' We used to say to each other, 'Just remember, boys, everything's a test,' as if we were characters in a dystopian novel." Speaking ahead of Saturday's test with England at Twickenham, Wallaby centre Samu Karevi says Kerr's view doesn't tally with his own during Jones' second spell in charge of Australia. Karevi says Jones is merely driven by a pursuit of excellence. Former Scotland captain Stuart Hogg has pleaded guilty to one charge of domestic abuse over a five-year period against his former partner. Hogg was arrested and charged in March of this year in his hometown of Hawick. The 32-year-old appeared at Selkirk Sheriff Court today, where he admitted acting in an abusive manner towards his now estranged wife after regularly going out with his colleagues. He also admitted sending an excessive number of text messages and repeatedly tracking his partner's movements. Hogg initially denied charges of stalking and controlling behaviour over a seven-year period. While retired from international rugby, Hogg is still contracted to Montpellier. It turns out that the Haka Storm was Joe Marler's last contribution as an active international player. He withdrew from the England squad that was preparing for the All Blacks and tweeted his thoughts on the Haka after leaving the camp. The 34-year-old announced his retirement from international rugby yesterday, bringing the curtain down on a 95-cap career with England. In a statement, Marler wrote, "I can't do what I used to as well as I once could." Rocky Elsom is back in the news, but now in hiding. Last month, the former Leinster and Wallabies flanker was sentenced in absentia to 5 years in prison by a Narbonne court. He'd been charged with use of forgeries and misuse of company assets during his time as director of rugby with Narbonne. A worldwide arrest warrant was issued, despite Elsom pleading his innocence. Up until recently, he'd been living in Dublin, coaching schools rugby at CUS. But speaking to the Sydney Morning Herald over the weekend, Elsom revealed he's fled Dublin over fears of extradition to France. Elsom told the paper that he's no longer in Ireland and that the Gardaí had tried to execute that warrant at his home and place of work. He claims he spoke to the guards, who told him they'd take him into custody should he be in Ireland, but he has assured them that he currently isn't. Finally, Killarney Rugby Club were the only standalone rugby outlet to receive funding in the latest round of large-scale sports infrastructure funding. In total, €173 million has been awarded to projects across the sporting spectrum, with Dalyman Park and Sligo Showgrounds the largest beneficiaries. That's broken down further in today's edition of Football Daily, which you can find in the OTB Football feed. But Killarney are to receive €750,000 towards further development of their clubhouse. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richard McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.